The Indian trade and economic system depends heavily on custom duty as both a fiscal revenue contributor and border goods movement controller. The tax functions as an indirect financial charge that affects imports and exports to create equilibrium between home industries and international marketplace operations. Indian trade policies and market competitiveness and industrial protection from unfair overseas competition heavily rely on custom duty regulations in the country. Through different export-related exemptions and rebates, custom duties directly modify imported product prices to support export operations. The legal basis for customs regulations in India exists through the Customs Act, 1962. The legislation creates provisions which enable the proper collection of duties at customs stations and defends against unlawful practices like smuggling as well as tax avoidance. The Act functions with various customs principles to connect India with worldwide trade requirements alongside making sure economic protection for the nation. Understanding custom duty in India. Indian goods imported and exported from the country have custom duty levied on them by the Government of India as an indirect tax. Through its implementation, trade remains under control while home industry protection occurs and tax revenue enables the government to support national programs. Purpose of custom duty. The government uses custom duty payments as its principal revenue stream, which supports both infrastructure and development projects. Through this measure, the Indian market remains safeguarded from overwhelming competition by less expensive imports, which helps maintain local industry businesses. The government can regulate trades through custom duties because these measures let them control both import and export transactions to follow economic guidelines. Factors influencing custom duty in India. The application of custom duties in India occurs based on several factors which determine both the rate and type that should be used. Type of goods. Different commodities follow different tax rates based on their nature. Custom duties enforce higher levels on luxury products than on essential necessities. Value of goods. A good's taxable value depends on the cost together with freight and insurance expenses when importing goods into India. Country of origin. The country of origin plays a role in duty rates since India applies reduced tax obligations to goods that arrive from trade partnership nations. Types of customs duty. Customs duties in India serve three purposes: to create revenue, to protect domestic industries, and to direct imports. Basic customs duty, BCD. India applies basic customs duty, BCD, to every import that operates between 0% and 100% based on the HS code, origin and material composition. Life-saving drugs are among essential products that can avoid duty payments. Special additional duty, SAD. It amounts to 4% for imported goods identical to domestic products to establish equal marketplace competitiveness. Countervailing duty, CVD, ranges between 0% to 12% for imports that obtain tax benefits abroad to safeguard against price inequities. Social Welfare Surcharge, SWS, adds 10% to custom duties. It was introduced in 2018 for funding welfare schemes of the government. Anti-dumping duty exists through government releases to protect domestic industries from price exploitation of imported products. Compensation cess operates against selected items such as tobacco products together with coal and motor vehicles, while it needs distinct rates to compensate states for their IGST revenue reductions. Safeguard duty. The government issues specific notifications to establish safeguard duty as a temporary tariff on import threats against local production facilities. Integrated Goods and Services Tax. The Integrated Goods and Services Tax, IGST, was introduced in 2017 for tax rates of 5%, 12%, 18%, or 28%, which serve to harmonize GST taxation on imports. Customs Handling Fee, a 1% fee named Customs Handling Fee, exists to fund import processing expense management. The unification of customs and import duties has brought an end to excessive regulations in international trade processes while maintaining long-term economic balance. How is customs duty calculated in India? The computation method for customs duty exists in two forms, specific rates and percentage-based ad valorem rates in India. Indian customs duty operates through two computation methods, including rate per unit specific rates and duty to value ratios expressed as percentages. Foreign goods valuation occurs under the customs valuation, determination of value of imported goods, rules 2007 for uniform assessment. The customs authorities have alternative methods for determining value in situations where declared values raise concerns. Rule 4 and 5 of the comparative value method, the transaction price value of identical or similar goods serves as the basis of determination under this rule. Rule 7, deductive value method. This method allows you to determine product worth by subtracting the associated costs from Indian resale prices. Rule 8, computed value method. The assessment of value through the computed value method relies on production costs, which include raw materials together with labor expenses and reasonable profit levels from the country of origin. Rule 9, fallback method. When standard valuation becomes impractical, the Rule 9 fallback method enables necessary modifications of the above methods to function. Rules for assessing values protect the transparency of customs duty payment through fair methods and by stopping illicit practices of importing at lower values. Understanding online customs duty through IceGate. IceGate, the Indian Customs Electronic Commerce Electronic Data Interchange, provides its customers online access to customs duty services. The portal gives importers and exporters and cargo carriers access to electronic filing services with related functionality. Key features of IceGate include: traders can submit their custom-related documents through email, FTP or web upload service for bill of entry, shipping bills and other customs declarations. Manifest filing by shipping and airline agents. The system for cargo logistics management provides custodians with electronic data interchange features for customs communication. The system provides multiple supplemental services which feature e-payment functionality together with document tracking and IPR registration and IE code status checks and PAN-based CHA data verification. Merchant can complete custom duty payments through an online platform. How to pay custom duty online? To pay custom duty online, follow these steps. Visit the IceGate e-payment portal. Logs into the system using the required import-export code or login authentication. Select e-payment. All outstanding challans under your name's ownership can be viewed easily. Users can select which challan they want to pay before choosing their preferred payment method. You will be navigated through a payment gateway system that belongs to the bank. Complete the payment process. The IceGate portal provides access to print payment receipts by following the specified protocol. The simplified payment method delivers custom duty payments in a trouble-free manner. Penalties and legal consequences for custom duty evasion. All attempts to evade customs duties are seen as major offences under the provisions of the Customs Act, 1962 of Indian Government. Common violations include: certain individuals attempt to lower their customs duty charges through declaring low item values. Goods transmission with improper classification leads to access to reduced import duty rates. The practice of both hiding goods and avoiding checking of customs personnel. Individuals purposefully modify invoices or official documents in order to prevent paying customs duty obligations. The act of avoiding customs duties leads to several established punishments that include: the customs authority may confiscate goods and vehicles that participate in undervalue trade or smuggling operations. Customs duty evasion results in maximum penalties, which include fines and charges at 5 times the value of evaded duties. imprisonment for a term of up to 7 years along with a fine for serious violations. The government has authority to take ownership of assets utilized for criminal trade operations. Large corporations in India face substantial fines and legal penalties because prominent companies continue to illegally bring in goods without reporting duty or charge import prices that exceed actual value through illegal smuggling operations and laundering transactions. Conclusion. Organizations and businesses who deal in international trade must constantly monitor India's custom duty rules for operation success. Businesses risk severe financial penalties together with legal consequences because of non-compliance. The adherence to both the Customs Act 1962 along with customs laws ensures operational efficiency while safeguarding businesses against fines by promoting fair trade practices. FAQs. What is the custom duty rule in India? Custom duty is levied by Government of India on imports and exports to regulate trade, protect domestic industries, and generate revenue, and it is governed by the Customs Act, 1962, and the Customs Tariff Act, 1975. What is the Customs Act in India? The Customs Act, 1962, is the primary law regulating import-export duties, customs procedures, and anti-smuggling measures. It defines duty structures, clearance processes, penalties for violations, and the powers of customs officers.